Hello everybody, and welcome to another episode of Sweet Bus. It's very early in the morning, man. It's 7 o'clock and I'm still doing my morning exercises, and I don't know when these are gonna be aired, because honestly in these 10 days I'm recording 1 to 2 episodes per day, because as I'm walking I'm trying to catch up on all the podcasts and all the episodes and everything. So these are all recorded before I got to the US, but still, if they came after that, don't get me wrong, I also have to build some spare, because I don't know how much time I'm gonna have in the US. But anyway, for today, I wanted to talk about the sales KPI, because I think they're integral part of sales and not everybody are treating them with the respect that they deserve.
Hey guys, Dan Chodimkov here, and you're listening to Sweet Bus, scaling a digital B2B business. For all the entrepreneurs, business owners and CEOs, this is your moment to radiate positive energy. Because if I can do it, so can you. In this podcast, I'm sharing my thoughts, opinions and everyday experience in the business world. But I'm letting you glance into my personal life too. So stay tuned, because this episode may be the epiphany that you're looking for.
Okay, so an interesting thought. We're in the sales business. So for our clients, we track everything. LinkedIn, how many invitations were sent, how many were accepted, acceptance rate, how many were actually into the sequencing, how many actually response rate, whether of them are positive, negative, or neutral. From there, we're looking how many are interested, how many of them actually expressed an interest to come on a call, and actually how many meetings have we actually booked for the client. And we track that on a weekly, monthly basis, on an ongoing. And I find it very interesting, because it's a nice metric to know whether the campaign is succeeding or not. And how would you know if it's succeeding? Well, we can actually benchmark it against our other campaigns with similar clients or similar industry or something similar. So we would know that if it requires any corrections or not. Having said that, I started looking at B2B sales KPI. Or the lack of a KPI. It's funny. I mean, we do have KPIs, weekly KPIs, where the sales manager is sending like, okay, this week we had this many opportunities. From these many opportunities, we have this many meetings. I had a meeting with this, and this guy. Usually, I don't know, 5-10 meetings per week. From those two or three are really interested, and how many new proposals we've sent and how many clients we've closed that week. And then at the end of the month, I'm getting similar, like, well, in this month we use HubSpot, of course, but anyway, still the sales manager is actually going over the numbers of how many meetings, how many were interested, how many we've closed. And then it got me curious for a second, because I know the KPIs in regards of numbers of meetings, but I don't have the financial implications of all these numbers. So that's, I just actually sent him a voice message to the sales manager saying that, okay, we should actually enrich the KPI by adding the financial part. And I wanted to just share this with you guys, because maybe it's going to give you some ideas out of the box that you can actually just plug it into your business. So we know the meetings, we know the closure. It's not like we have 50 new clients every day, so we cannot keep track of them. We have HubSpot in order to give us lead status, lead stage, value of the deals and everything. But hear me out now. I wanted to know the financial value in order to say, okay, what is our cost per meeting? And that's becoming the interesting, because, well, it depends. I mean, I have a marketing team that are doing some marketing stuff. They're doing social media. They're doing the newsletter. So I'm saying, well, we can add their salaries. Then what's the salespeople doing? Well, some of the salespeople are doing outreach through LinkedIn. Some of them are using outreach through email. Some of them are actually even using Upwork still. Use Upwork as a freelance platform to generate new meetings. So my goal was that at this stage, at least to have it like, okay, how much did we spend in marketing and sales? I don't know, 10, 20, 50,000. We don't spend that much, don't get me wrong. Anyway, let me take 10. It's a very easy number to do divides. And think, well, at the end of the month, we spent 10 in marketing and sales. How much did we generate in meetings? And it's easy. If there are 10 meetings in total, that's like 1,000 euros. It costs me one meeting. If there are 20 meetings, it's going to cost me 500 euros per meeting. And that is a good number to know. I'll get back to why, but knowing how much a meeting costs, it's of significant value. I mean, we do that for our clients because they know how much they pay us on a monthly basis, retainer, and then they can see how many meetings they've generated. And then they can do the simple calculation, divided the whole money they pay us, divided by the number of meetings, and they can get a cost per meeting. But from there, I need to also know what is our cost to acquire a client. And I mean, the metrics are pretty simple. If it cost me 500 euros to set up a meeting, well, if it took me four meetings with different prospects to close a client, then customer acquisition, it takes me 2,000 euros. And at this stage, I don't know that number. And it got me worried even. It's like, well, I'm running a sales business and I don't know my basic numbers. Not on how many meetings and the quantifiable, the financial. How much does it cost me to get a meeting and how much it cost me to close a client? And it's interesting because, well, let's take that example where, I don't know, 10K, you get 20 meetings and it costs you 500 euros per meeting. Knowing me knowing that number can then help me play with the numbers. For example, okay, let's introduce Facebook ads. Quick question, if I put 5,000 euros in ads, will it give me 10 meetings? If it does, I've just opened a new channel that is costing me exactly the same money as it is costing me with the current channels that we have. But with the Facebook ads, it could appear that I might get 10 meetings. Instead of 20 meetings to cost me 500, I could actually get 40 meetings. And then I could break the cost per meeting to 250. And that would mean I've actually introduced a new channel that is 50% cheaper than the current ones that we're using. And it doesn't stop there. I mean, you can start evaluating even the current channels. It's like, okay, well, if the average is 500, can we check how much it costs us on Upwork, how much it costs us on LinkedIn, how much it costs us on email? And we might figure out that on some part, there is so much effort and we're not getting a lot of meetings. While on the other, there are so many little effort and we get so many meetings, and then we should utilize that channel more. And on top of that, I could start being creative, guys. I mean, okay, I want to organize an online summit or a physical one. If I'm sure that it's going to generate me 20 meetings, I can actually put 10K on that event because I know that it's going to bring 20 meetings and that's going to give me, again, 500 euros per meeting, but I get the exposure for free. It's same with that. I can create an online magazine if I know that it's going to cost 100K, more extreme numbers. But if I know that with those 100K, I'm going to get enough meetings so I can break even at the 500 or even less, then it's still a good channel for me. And I'm saying this because not a lot of people are calculating these numbers in their company, including me, I swear. And that's something that we're going to put it right away. We can even go backwards for the last 6 months because, yeah, we need to know those numbers. And on top of that, I want to know how much it costs us to acquire a new client. In the case that I gave you 500 euros per meeting, four meetings, if four different prospects to generate one client, that's 2,000 euros cost in generating a new client. Then I should start looking at the customer lifetime value, but those numbers we already have. I mean, the project manager, the CEO, we actually know how many months on average a client stays with us and what's the financial value of that time. So I know, but it's funny that we don't know this number, how much it cost us to acquire a new client. In fairness, when we were doing the valuation of BSB in January or February, I think it was, we did that, but we did it on an annual numbers. It's like, okay, what's our total marketing and sales number? And we got a digit and we said, well, okay, how many clients were enrolled in 2021? And we got that digit. And when we divided, we got cost to acquire a new client. And I don't remember it, I should actually look it up, but that's on an annual basis and that's based on accounting principles. You have no idea how many meetings were actually done in that period. And if we start doing on a monthly basis, I would actually be able to know exactly how much it cost us to acquire a meeting and then to acquire a client. And I think you should also know that, because when you start evaluating different channels, at least you know, is this channel work for me? Well, it's very simple. How much does it cost you to acquire a meeting or a client? If it's cheaper than your average, then go for it. If it's more expensive, then obviously don't do it. I mean, that's the whole reason why you need these KPIs and metrics. That's all I have, guys. I hope you'll find it useful and maybe you can use it in your business. Have a great day. Cheers.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. If you enjoyed the episode, then do subscribe. Oh, and you can tell a friend too. Don't miss out on the previous or the upcoming episodes on podcast.bizbeesolution.com. If you have a question or just really want to say hi, feel free to do so on my social media profiles. Connect with me or DM me on LinkedIn or Facebook. Did you know that my book, Sweet Leads, is an Amazon bestseller? Well, grab your Kindle or printed copy on Amazon.